7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay. Hello. Turn the damn water out. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Give me a second. All right. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee, because I'm a ghost. I'm not a ghost, and I'm not your host. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. And I don't even know where to start. It's kind of a weird day. We got a weird day kicking off already. That's cool. I like weird days. And what is today's weird day? Today is the weird day of, oh, it got cold. And of course, I haven't turned the heating on in my house, and so... did it get down to freezing last night? It must have. I thought this wasn't going to happen for another couple of days. Yeah. Because I had to have my air conditioning on yesterday. Yeah, yesterday it was what, 20-something degrees, like 21 degrees? Yeah. I woke up this morning and it was 1 degree. It is now 2 degrees. Yay. And it's 15 degrees in my house. So, yeah, pretty happy about that, except it was cold enough that I sort of had this weird cramp in my foot. Oh, this was about a half an hour ago. Maybe not even that long ago. So now, I'm sitting on the edge of my bathtub with my feet in the hot water. And now my foot is sore. But I don't have the cramp. So that was weird. Yeah. So anyway, here we are. Yay! I didn't even bring any boats or anything up here to play with. Well, we still got this boat, though. No, but seriously, I'm about to get out of here. Let's just... get out of the bathtub here. And as I stand on my foot, I realize, yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good as long as I don't, you know, do anything too bizarre. Yeah, and how likely is that to happen? Child, please. All right, I guess this means we can go back downstairs now. Close the door so the cat doesn't get in there. Yes, I was just talking about you. Yes, hello. So I come down the stairs and here's the cat waiting for me. And now she's... Are you running over to your bowl of food? Yes, you are. The bowl of food has plenty of food. Oh, you want me to open the door so you can look outside? Are you crazy? It's cold. It's 2 degrees. Here, you want to see? Opening the back door for my cat. And she's smelling the cold air. And she says, oh, it's all very interesting. She's still smelling the air. I'm not going to sit here and hold the door open for you, you know. I've got important things to talk about with my committee. I've got important kitty business. I mean, committee business to do. You're just going to sit here and smell air for a half an hour, aren't you? Yeah, so it's also kind of windy outside. You want to go downstairs with me? What? You don't? Oh, that's rude. We're not going outside because it's too damn cold. Yeah, no, we're not going to go outside because, look, it's also a little bit wet out there and you're going to walk about 2 meters out there and you're going to step in the water and then you're going to come running back in because you're a chicken water kitty. Notice that she does not deny it. Yeah, you know what you're all about. Now, come on. You don't want to go outside. No, it's winter time now. And there's no mushrooms. Yeah, it's so sad. Okay, I'm going to close the door. Move your kitty butt, please. Come on. Yes, let's go. Move. All kitty butts need to move. Yes, you need to move. Yes, come on. Let's go over here instead. No, let's not shred the screen. Get your kitty claws out of the screen. Okay, come on. No, we're not going outside. Why do you think you're going outside? It's too cold for babies. Are you a snow leopard? I know you think you're a snow leopard, but you're not a snow leopard. You're a flop, baby. Now, come on. Let's go downstairs. Let's go downstairs so we can do dubious goals committee. Yes, you love to do dubious goals committee. Come on, let's go down there. We have to do it every day. We have to do it every damn day. The show is every damn day, even for kitties. Let's go. It's time to get to work. Come on.
Yes, come on. I'm closing the door. Okay. I'm leaving the door open and I'm leaving you up here. What do you think about that? You can just sit here and smell air.
No, don't hang on the... Yeah, see, if you hang on the screen, you're going to get your kitty claws stuck.
Let's not do any of this. All right, I got to go over here real quick. Oh, are we ever going to get any kind of committee started here today? And now I'm starting to have some kind of weird sinus thing.
No, we're not going outside. Come on. Come on. Move your kitty. Yes, move your kitty butt. I'm going to close the door. Move your kitty butt.
Now I got to push my cat away from the door. Finally. All right, you ready? Come on, let's go downstairs. We got to do committees, and I got to drink tea. Oh, that reminds me. I've been watching this show. I've been watching this Chinese show. I think it's a TV show. It's called My Talented Husband, which is highly weird because the main character does not even get married until, what, the 6th episode? And even then, the story is not told from his wife's point of view. So it doesn't, what? I don't know where they get the title from. But yeah, there were some great lines in it last night, one of which was when the main character and his dad go to like a tea house, sit down, and the dad orders a pot of longjing, which is awesome because that was exactly what I was drinking. Ugh, let me sit down here. That was exactly what I was drinking when I saw it on TV, and it just so happens to be the same thing that I'm drinking right now. It's tea time. Now, was it the same episode or was it a different episode? Also in this TV show, which I'm finding to be absolutely hilarious, there was a great line that I just cannot get out of my head. Two competing fathers who are trying to get the main character to be the husband for their daughters. One of them's an old military guy and one of them's a businessman, and the military guy has to summon his horse and his armor and everything, and then the businessman type guy, whatever he is, he just has this great line that when he sees the general, his competitor, call for his horse, he does similar. But he says, "Bring me my war donkey." And I love that. I just laughed. I'm still laughing just thinking about it. "Bring me my war donkey." Damn, I didn't even know they had war donkeys. And now Now that I know, I clearly need one. I'm not entirely sure what constitutes a war donkey. But come on. I find it highly ironic, only because... Can you even get a donkey to go to war? And that's the nice thing about donkeys, is that they're going to be better pack animals than horses. They can carry more. They have more stamina. They're going to be able to work longer. But the thing about a donkey is, you know, if it doesn't want to do something, it's not going to do it. Donkeys are the cats of the horse world, if that makes any sense. It doesn't, does it? But we're not here to talk about cats or horses. We're here to finish the story of Shabnal Maltings. Yeah, remember this from yesterday? I was talking about it briefly. We're going to need some weirdness. That'll do. Back to the weird beeps. Okay, so we'll have some random beeps every once in a while. Oh god, the cat has... What's the cat doing? Anyway, yes, Shabnal Maltings. It's very important. No, I'm turning this off. This is annoying me already. Okay, if you'll remember the lead up... What was I talking about yesterday as I was walking around and I don't even remember? Anyway, Shabnal Maltings. Is it a place where I can go? Is this someplace that I can be a tourist at? Can I go to the place and see the Shabnal Maltings? So what the hell is Shabnal Maltings? Well, the setup. Yesterday I was watching a video that was about the London Underground, the tube, so to speak. And the subject matter of this short 5-minute video had nothing to do with Shabnal Maltings. But in the video, there was a montage of photographs. And I saw a photograph that fascinated me. At first, I thought it was a station, a train station above ground. And then I realized, no, it's not a station. Looking closer, and I have actually found the photograph online so I could look at it again. And what this is a photograph of is a signal box. The old-fashioned type of signal box that, you know, has the giant levers in it that are manually operated by railroad people. And so this switch box is sitting, you know, between some rails, between train tracks, right? It's sitting there and there's other train stuff, signals you can see, and wires and poles. And the sign on the switch box says Shabnal Maltings. Okay, so it's a switch reference. It's a switching place. Now, something called Shabnal Maltings can only obviously ever exist in England. But I thought I need to know more specifically where Shabnal Maltings is in case I ever have the opportunity to go there. I could be nearby and not know it. Somebody could say, hey, did you know that you're near Shabnal Maltings? No, I didn't. Let's go there right away. Can we take the tube? I don't think you can take the tube to Shabnal Maltings, but that's fine. So I did a search online for Shabnal Maltings, and the first thing that came up was, that's right, Coors Brewery. Coors. Yeah, you know that beer that is from Golden, Colorado, 500 miles west of me? Why is Coors in England? And why the hell would anybody in England ever drink Coors beer? It makes no sense. Although it sort of does, because Coors is owned by Molson, and you know, the whole beer and alcohol business is huge and conglomerate, and yeah. And so as soon as I saw Coors Brewery, I put two and two together. The two I put together was brewery, and the other two I put together to get five was maltings. Oh, okay, maltings. Yes, now I'm understanding. Okay, this is some place that's in England that's been making beer for a long, long time and is only now affiliated with Coors because of business, and everything has to be owned by somebody who wants to be a billionaire. I'm a billionaire. I own Chabnall Maltings. So can I go to Chabnall Maltings? I don't know. Apparently this is somewhere near Burton. Burton upon Trent. And I do know that the Trent is a river, and I do know that it flows through England. So all I figure is someday I'm going to be floating down this river, the mighty Trent. Actually, I don't know how mighty it is, but I know you're thinking, Tobe, why would you ever be on the River Trent? Well, a lot of interesting historical things took place, you know, in, on, or around the River Trent. Very interesting, like, historical battles that you can look up on your own time on the internet. Burton upon Trent is apparently the home of Chabnall Maltings, a traditional malting spot for centuries. Yeah, it's a beer thing, a malt thing. And I saw something else about malt. Oh yeah, it was what's her name, with the dog. She had a bunch of malt, she sprouted it, and then chopped it up, extracted the maltose, and then made candy. And you know how much I love candy.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that was Candy Racer by Kyari Pamyu Pamyu. I love Kyari Pamyu Pamyu. But now I've decided to come over here and sit in my synth zone because... What's the cat doing? Sus cat. The most suspicious cat in the world. What's this cat doing? I don't know. I'm already thinking about lunch, and I should be thinking about synth. Because what I'm thinking is, do I want to repatch this? Do I want to repatch the old synth here because it needs to be repatched? I was sort of thinking of some stuff last night. That I have anything in particular that I want to do. Although there's one sort of thing that I would like to mess with. And this is my favorite thing. Let's get into this for a second. We're gonna bring this down. We're gonna bring this down. And this, and this. And this is all we have left. The weird random melody thing that we can... do weird stuff too. And what do I want to do with this? Well, recently, within the last, you know, like 12 hours, I've been wanting to take this somewhere. Because whereas this is sort of boring, now that we can do this, I sort of want to take this back to the flute sort of idea. And then what am I going to do with the flute idea? Well, the flute idea is, I don't know, some kind of Shinto blessing music. I need to make a song for a Shinto blessing. What I'm imagining in my head is some kind of, I don't know, cyberpunk Miko dance at a Shinto shrine. And instead of having the musicians there to play the music, you know, one of the Mikos just walks over to the synthesizer and flips it on. Okay? And you get that traditional Shinto music. You know, it's the flute and the bass drum and the cymbals and the little bell tree that I can't remember the name of that the Miko has. So what happens if we unplug the... Okay, yeah, we've unplugged the envelope from the oscillator. So it gets a little bit flutier. And without making it completely and utterly fluty, let's do some of these experiments. Yes, I like this a lot. What I'm thinking here. Wait, what happens if we throw this over to... Yeah, instead of sample and hold, let's track and hold. It's a little weirder. I like it. Back to sample and hold. Back to the track. Okay, regardless. So what I'm thinking about is we'll turn this into some kind of fluty flute sound. And then do some of this random sort of playing. We get a kettle drum sound going. I'm going to have to watch a lot of Shinto shrine action to get this sound down in my head. And then maybe I can synth that up. How badly do I want to do it? I don't know. It's really just kind of a academic exercise, but I mean, isn't that what we do here on Dubious Goals Committee? The most academic things ever. I like this. Just messing with stuff and turning knobs now. Because if there's one thing we love to do, it's turn knobs on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. The people.